Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. Mina going to join us in a few minutes. Mina Kimes, we'll take some of your calls here as we're all trying to get through this together. Hopefully we provide information for you as it comes down. We will provide an escape, hopefully, for you as well. Each one of our guests that will join us, we will talk to them about the situation for the leagues or events that they cover, and also try to talk to them about the actual events that they cover, and if there's any news within, like, the NFL for Mina, or Ari Hawani, who's going to join us at 11:30. He is the utmost premier guy covering UFC here at ESPN. And he's a friend of mine. He's going to stop by. We'll talk to him about how the UFC is handling the coronavirus stuff. But I do want to talk to him about the most recent UFC event, which was fantastic in some ways. The co-main event was fantastic. The main event, not so fantastic. So the Adesanya fight, not so great. Well, not his fault, really. It was more Romero. My Cuban guy, man. What happened? He was like Rigondeaux. He's just like kind of hanging back, you know?
But your other guy was supposed to put on a show. He could have. It wasn't just the Cuban's fault, George. It wasn't just the Cuban's fault. The other guy was supposed to put on a show. He was the favorite, and Cuban was just waiting for him to bring it to him. So yeah. I don't know. It was interesting, though.
Yeah. My Cuban hermano didn't do me justice there. So we were hitting you up. We're here for you. 877-710-ESPN. We will get through this together. So feel free to hop on and hit us up here on the phones. Brandon is in L.A. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, George. How you doing?
I'm good, brother.
Good. Listen, so this is the perfect time for all those gamers out there who are also sports fans.
Yeah.
You get out there and spend all your free time now playing video games.
Well, you get on the headset, you can talk some trash, right? Like, you do all that stuff for sure.
There you go. And if you need to play, you know, if you got a basketball itch, a baseball itch, football, man, you play some NBA 2K20. You can play some MLB The Show that comes out next week. Play some Madden, play some FIFA. And if people ask you, hey, why are you playing video games so much? All you got to do is say, it's coronavirus, bro.
There you go. Hashtag coronavirus, bro. There you go. Easy for you to say. Rod, you kind of gave him the side eye there when he kept talking about video games, because I feel like you're thinking of your son playing video games.
Well, yeah, two things. For one, I'll be playing more FIFA for sure, FIFA 20, as I take Wigan Atlanta from the lower leagues and bring them to the Premier League. But my son and I, we have a rule, no video games during the week.
Yeah, I have the same rule for my little one, the 5-year-old.
Yeah. But if he's not, since school is most likely going to be canceled Monday for him, might have to bend that rule a little bit, you know?
So the way we're going to bend it is my daughter likes to play Just Dance. You ever seen that one?
Yeah. Well, sure.
Yeah.
Laura likes that one. She was doing that during the break.
Doing Just Dance? So we will allow Just Dance, because I feel like at least there's physical motion there. You know what I mean? Like a little, you know, I mean, it's not exercise, but it's something, you know?
No, you're right. Yeah, a little bit. You're going to have to bend rule. I think all parents are going to have to bend rule, because the kids are going to drive them crazy as well.
Oh, well, it's crazy. Yeah, because we have an iPad rule. It's got to be like right before, like basically when we're making dinner. So you get it like an hour, at the hour we're making dinner.
Okay.
But yeah, we may have to bend that right now.
I think so.
You know, with no school, you know, like that's kind of the thing. So, by the way, here's a kind of a list of what's transpired in the last couple of hours. LA Unified Schools will be closed as of Monday for 2 weeks. Is that what they said? 2 weeks?
Ooh, I didn't look at the time. It looks like 2 weeks, yes.
Yeah, okay. That's for now. Obviously, they will, you know, be in close contact, and you need to make sure you see what's up for your kids. As far as sports are concerned, the Masters are out.
Masters are out.
And NASCAR has postponed all events at the moment.
Correct. I was going to watch my first NASCAR event this weekend.
Were you really?
Nothing else, no, man. I was going to try.
Do you think the UFC will get a big pop? This is going to be on ESPN. This is a fight night.
Man, that's the only thing on. I bet you the ratings, they get a ratings boost. Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I bet you people had never even thought about watching the UFC are going to be all in on watching fight night on ESPN.
Now, bigger question, do you think they'll still carry this through? I know they're holding on now to Dana White saying that he's going to let it happen. Do you think they will still let it happen 24 hours from now?
Here's what he said.
Yesterday, the governor of Brazil issued a decree limiting the size of public events. So we are going to do the event live from Brasilia on ESPN and ESPN Plus tomorrow. Not tomorrow, Saturday. And we're going ahead with it. You can't have over 100 people there. So we will just have the staff that's running the event inside the arena that night.
Yeah, so no fans there. Chris in Newport. What's up, Chris? Hey, Chris? Chris? Oh, Chris is gone. All right, let me grab Alan in Newport real quick, and then we'll get to Mina. Hello, Alan.
Good morning. I was going to say, I don't think they're going to change or cancel any of these games because you have to remember, you got 20 games left for each of these teams, and they got millions and millions and millions of dollars that people paid to watch these things. Who's going to refund all those money and all those?
All right, so here's what I would say. I have friends who have season tickets to the Clippers, and they told me that they got an email that you would, if you're a season ticket holder, that you will have a credit to your account if you want, or you can get the refund, whichever one you want to do, for the games that are remaining. I don't know how the Lakers are handling it. I haven't spoke to anyone at the Lakers. Maybe someone at the Lakers can let us know, or Raj know, how they potentially want to handle this stuff. But I do know that a friend of mine who is a Clippers season ticket holder, not Marcellus Wiley, told me that that's the way they're dealing with it. All right, you're listening to KSB in Los Angeles. Our friend Mina Kimes joins us now here on the Sedano Show here on 710 ESPN. Don't forget that you can tune in to the ESPN Daily each and every day, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters presented by ADT. Download, subscribe, and review the ESPN Daily with our friend Mina Kimes, available wherever you enjoy your podcast. Look at that, talking you up with the promo.
I love it.
So, you know what? Let me ask you what that caller just said. I mean, you know, do you think the NBA should just get right back into this thing? I know I want to talk football with you and how they're handling it and your podcast, your most recent podcast. But do you think the NBA should just jump right into the playoffs? Because I feel like that's the route they should take.
So I think there's so many factors at play here, right? Because you have to consider not only the competitive aspect of this, what are we doing to these teams? Is it fair or unfair? But the actual availability and economics of these arenas, you know, if this does get pushed back and the season drags on later, what we don't even know what that looks like. We don't know what other events are taking place that time of year. I mean, you're going up then against the Olympics, which is an issue, but I feel like all of that is just secondary right now.
Sure.
I mean, they're going to take a hit. I mean, obviously there's the public health aspect and that comes above everything, but they're going to take a hit regardless, right? Like the league is going to take a financial hit here. So I think they're going to have to accept that no matter what and figure out not just, okay, what's actually fair to these teams and these players, but what can we actually do? Is it even possible for us to push these events back and hold them later in the summer?
Yeah, it is going to be interesting because I was just talking to Jay Billis earlier, and I asked him, we were talking about March Madness being canceled altogether, and I said, clearly it's a safety issue, but the rescheduling just doesn't make sense because they have their events, you know, in 14 different locations, right? Like that stuff, there's no way considering how all these other events take place. If we do get to a place where everything is back to normal, ish, I guess, or sort of back to normal, then there's just not going to be any venues for them to play the NCAA tournament, right, the men's or the women's tournament. But I do feel like for the NBA, because most of the NBA teams own these arenas, like I think they would probably get first right of refusal. That's a lot into the weeds, but I just don't think that playing regular season games will mean anything at that stage if you do get to that point.
Yeah, and I think this is definitely something that should be on the table. I mean, heck, we talk about compressing the NBA season anyways.
Right.
So I absolutely think that's something that should be on the table this year, and I imagine it's something that they're considering.
All right, we mentioned the ESPN Daily podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review that podcast. Also subscribe to Mina's football podcast, the Mina Kimes Show with Lenny. But let's talk about your most recent edition of the Daily podcast and just you talking to Tricia Thompson, I believe, and just kind of discussing all this stuff, right? And like just kind, or Tisha Thompson, excuse me.
Yeah.
And talking about just kind of everything that's unfolded here. You've talked to so many different reporters about these events over the last couple of days. Like, what is your biggest takeaway of just kind of how all this stuff has come about and how quickly it's all come about?
I think it shows us what happens when government gets involved, because I'm not sure many of these leagues, teams, institutions would have done the right thing if not for maybe not done the right thing, but done the right thing in quickly. If not for cities, states, public officials forcing their hand a bit. And I think, you know, once that happened is when everything escalated immediately. I think it's amazing because just how quickly people understood, or I guess sort of the notion that there had to be drastic public health measures implemented, went from being an option to being mandatory in this country. And the necessity is sort of, you know, they talk about, they call it flattening the curve, how quickly that sort of, you know, occurred to people as something that needed to happen, and the role that sports needed to play in that. I think we're now at the place where everyone's doing what they have to do, but that really wasn't the case or just 2 days ago, and that is remarkable to me.
On the NFL side of this, they have taken a very much wait-and-see approach because they can, based on their schedule and timeline of events. What is your best guess as to what happens with free agency?
It sounds like free agency is going to continue as scheduled. And by the way, that's not, you know, obviously no one has to, there's, it's not an event. People aren't meeting necessarily.
Right. You can do it over the phone or Skype or whatever, right? You don't have to be there to have these negotiations, right?
Do a little signing photo. I think there's some concern about the optics of it right now, but I don't think ultimately that's a huge deal. I think the bigger issue with the NFL is just the draft.
Right.
That is around the corner, and, you know, it's supposed to take place in Las Vegas, where millions of tourists come through. And you're not just talking about players. I think it's fairly clear at this point it's not going to have an audience. I would be shocked if it proceeds as like a live event. Question is, are you actually going to have players come into town and their families and these teams? I think that's something that needs to be figured out very quickly.
Well, yeah. And look, the reason I wanted to discuss that part too was, historically, let's just say, the NFL has not always been quick to get to the right answers in these situations that don't involve, you know, stuff between the hash marks. So that's why I question it. I'm like, if I were them, like, just come out and flatly say it right now. Like, I don't think things in 6 weeks are going to be vastly better, right? Like, we might as well just go back to the 70s and 80s. And, well, I mean, we have technology now, so it's a lot better. But, you know, we don't need Dr. Z and rotary phones. But just do it that way. Like, you could still make it a television event without having people there.
Totally. I mean, we're all doing business right now over, like, Zoom and Skype. I don't see why you couldn't do that. I mean, we've had top prospects not go to the draft for a while now. Baker Mayfield didn't go to the draft. You could live simulcast their parties and have analysts reacting in real time. I think you've got institutions like the NFL or, heck, the Olympics, right? They're being so definitive. The IOC has said, we are moving forward. They're not even saying we're considering postponement. And a lot of that is driven by fear of, you know, kicking off cancellations and questions and tickets. But to me, that's strange, right? I don't understand how you can look at what's happening in the world right now and not admit at least that everything is on the table.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. All right. Well, I think we covered the coronavirus part of this stuff, of this interview. Where's Brady going? Give me something, Kimes. I need something that, even just a morsel of something that seems normal.
Yeah, I know. And it's going to be so surreal next week because, you know, I was in addition to ESPN Daily, and we actually are going to cover NFL free agency on ESPN Daily. We've been doing
good
stories on the coronavirus. Today we talked about the workers. We interviewed a worker at the Stable Center who was worried about her next paycheck, right, and how that's going to shake out. And we're going to continue covering this story, but we are also going to cover NFL free agency. And it's going to be surreal next week talking about this on our shows, but it's going to be happening. And
well, but Mina, I do think that people do need a little bit of an escape, and I think that something like that on the ESPN Daily provides that.
Look, you just asked me where is Brady going. I think people are going to want to know next week.
Yeah,
I do, and unfortunately, I don't have an answer. I will say,
coward.
From what I've been hearing, I'm going to give you something.
Oh, hearing. Here, hold on. Hold on. Let's all quiet down. Go ahead, Mina. Give it to me.
It really does sound like New England versus Tennessee at this point. If you had asked me a month ago, I would have said Brady's going back to New England, no question. I've been shocked by how quickly this has escalated for them.
All right, can you do that one more time for me? Just give it to me. Just give me that sentence one more time.
I have been shocked by how quickly this has escalated.
No, the other stuff about Brady.
Oh, I think it's between Tennessee and New England.
We've got sports to talk about. Mina Kimes is telling us Tennessee and New England.
I have said this. I was on High Noon last week, and we talked about it. I said, if I'm Tennessee, I'd stick with Ryan Tannehill.
Whoa.
Unless you can get Brady for 1 year versus a multi-year with Tannehill, then I would go with Brady.
Let me tell you something about Ryan Tannehill. I feel like, you are the expert on the NFL. I feel like I am a Tannehill expert, okay?
Okay.
I ain't banking on him having the year that he had this past season, okay? He has never shown consistency year to year. If I'm Tennessee, I'd rather have a year of Brady and figure it out afterwards than going back to that Tannehill well.
That's the question with Brady. Are you actually going to get just a year, right? Is he asking for a multi-year? I would not want a multi-year deal, Tom Brady. The man is 43. He's coming off of a down year by any stretch. You really want to – betting on 44-year-old Tom Brady, to me, is riskier than betting on a multi-year deal with with Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
So it's really – it's about relative value and the actual contract. So if it was apples to apples, if you're looking at 3 years with both, I'm riding with Tannehill.
Let me tell you something. In 2012, I was right there with you. I knew Tannehill versus Brady would be a thing.
He's had some good years. He's been hurt a lot.
I mean, ish. You know, whatever. Mina Kimes, protect Lenny at all costs. He is an American treasure. That's all I care for.
Dogs are safe.
I know. That is true. Yes. It doesn't matter. Protect him anyway.
I'll do my best.
Yeah. I mean, you too. You stay safe too. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but I'm just, Lenny, you know?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to know where his, you know, the priorities.
I mean, you're cool. Don't get me. We're cool. But, you know, it's Lenny.
Yeah, he's a celebrity. He's an American treasure.
I mean, if Tom Hanks went down, like, I mean, that was like a shock to everyone's system.
Yeah, what's the latest? How are we? Anything on Barkley? Any updates?
I text him. He hasn't texted me back.
Okay.
I'm a little worried that he usually gets back to me within like an hour. And when did I text him? 8:47. Even you got back to me sooner than that.
Praise up for him and, you know, just everyone else out there listening.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thank you for this and giving us a little sense of normalcy. You heard it. Mina Kimes reporting that Tom Brady will either go to the Patriots or the Titans. She didn't actually report it, but we're going to make that up.
Okay.
Because we need something.
I'll talk to you.
Thanks, Mina.
Bye.
Bye. There she is, Mina Kimes. I'm excited. You ready, Raj?
Look at you. You're getting breaking news during this downtime in sports. Breaking news on the Sedano show.
Somebody's got to do it.
I wonder if the line is still up in Vegas, because, you know, you could bet that. I wonder if you still can.
Yeah.
Now he's going to Titans. I'm like, put some money on it.
I mean, Keyshawn has been poo-pooing the whole thing the whole time. Yeah. All right, you know what? Let's talk about that on the other side.
All right.
And we'll take more calls. We're back to the people. We've tried to figure out what the NBA should do, particularly if and when they come back. Adam Silver says 30 days. I feel like that's a little optimistic. Even he does. It does, though. He kind of couched his statements. UFC is going on. Ariel Helwani's going to join us at 11:30. We'll talk to him about all that stuff. Stick around. Open up the phones to you. 877-710-ESPN. Sedano, 710 ESPN. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. Thanks to Mina Kimes. Thanks to Jay Billis for joining us there in the last couple of segments. Ariel Helwani, Mr. MMA, is going to join us in about 10 minutes. I noticed as I walked into the studio, Raj, there's a Keyshawn doodle here.
Yeah, there is a such a thing on one of the brown sandpaper napkins we have.
Yeah, I mean, clearly paying attention to what was going on during the show. Worried about his yellow screen more than anything else.
Yeah.
That is a great story.
True story.
That was a great story. He ain't never going to live that one down. As soon as he said it and he went to break, he's like, I can't believe that dude called in to say that. Now y'all are never going to leave me alone with that.
Yeah.
It is pretty funny. So we were talking about what were we talking about? We were talking about football, and then I told you to wait. What were we talking about?
Well, first we were talking about the football and the doodling and how on Monday how the free agency is going to be.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
for everyone.
Absolutely. That's why Mina's podcast, the ESPN Daily, and maybe even, and my guess is the football one too, the Mina Kimes Show, will have a lot of people listening. Podcasts right now are going to be going through the roof.
Yeah. I was just telling you, I listened to a Chelsea transfer news rumor podcast that I've never tuned into for the next last couple days because I really didn't have anything to do at 4 p.m., which is 7 Eastern when the NBA games start.
Right. So I just think that all this stuff, like streaming services, podcasts, things like that, you're going to be able to catch up on stuff. Read, right? LZ wanted to start his book club.
Book club, and you talked about ESPN Plus going to get a boost this weekend.
Well,
with
because of UFC.
Yeah.
UFC is going to continue, and that's why we're having Ariel Helwani on, because they're going to go. I'm curious if Ariel's going to cover the event.
Right.
I hope he doesn't have to, but we'll have to find out and see. But, yeah, so there are a lot of things that I think will annoy you at first, but you'll get used to it. We're very adaptable.
We are. And when you and I talked about just getting stuff done around the house, you know, within no sports zone.
Oh,
usually we're used to parking ourselves. Are you traveling?
Right.
I don't get to travel as much as you do, but I park myself in front of the TV and just, oh, I'm catching up on this or trying to watch this highlight show. And without that, I've been taking care of stuff, fixing stuff, and light bulbs. The house is brighter all of a sudden,
yeah.
You know?
Hey, that light bulb ain't working. Yeah, I got to fix that. You just got little things. I just moved into a new place. So it actually worked out for me because now with, you know, I don't have to travel. I told my wife, look, you're lucky. Now I'm around all weekend.
Well, at least one of you are happy.
Well, in the sense of that I actually can do stuff now, right?
Okay.
Yeah, right. She has to deal with me. There's that aspect of it. But I actually can do things. I can be productive as opposed to being like, when I get back, like imagine if I had a game tomorrow and I had the ABC game, the Warriors Milwaukee game.
Ooh.
And imagine, I would have gone, come back, we would have moved, right? The reason we moved on a Thursday was because of that. And I would have gone back on Sunday and been like, man, I'm so tired. I got to help. And they would have probably been done with most of the stuff, but I'd be like, all right, I'll help or whatever. But now I'm spry. I got way too much energy. Man, it's crazy moving, though.
Well, now you don't have to interview Marquise Chris after the game for the Warriors. You know, you can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, yeah, right. Who was I going to interview? Like,
yeah.
Giannis is hurt. I guess Chris Middleton, right, or someone like that. But, my God. So, a lot of people are still chiming in on the stuff that we discussed. A caller brought it up, which is a cool idea, for if and when the NBA does get back, that they should just do a 1-16 tournament. Eric Jefferson tweets us and says, I like the 1-16 tournament, both conferences. Somehow the top 5 or 6 teams should have a bye, and the rest of the team should do a 3-game series, and then a 5-game series, and then a 7-game after that. But somehow they should include all 30 teams. Yeah, so, yeah, I think that they should include all 32 teams. Yeah, like, I think that that's kind of the way to. Actually, there aren't 32 teams.
30.
There are 30 teams.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That's why I said 31st. He wrote 32.
So if you gave the top two a bye and you'd have 28 go at it, that would work.
Yes, so you can't do 1-16. Like, we're dumb. We should have thought of that earlier.
But I think maybe he was saying that you take the top 16, period, regardless of conference, and just put them together, and then you start there.
Oh, that was his thing. He wanted 1-16 regardless. But I think you just let everybody play. The hell with it.
Everybody?
Everybody. Even Damian Lee and Jordan Poole get a game. You know, Marquise Chris, you just mentioned him, right? Come on. I mean, if you get a 1-game scenario, right? Think about that for a second.
But if you stink all year long and you just got to play up 1 game and beat someone, I don't like that one, George. I like the 16, the way the caller said that. And then if we did, or we took out the top 2 and we had 14, that would be 7. You might not be able to make that work.
Carry
so the top 4, like
there's
you said, get a bye.
Math.
Yeah, there's some math involved. You got to carry the 1 a little bit, but, you know, we get the mathematicians on it. I think we can make it work.
Yeah, I'd have to. In the break, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure out how the NBA can.
You going to do some bracketology during the break?
I am. I'm going to be Georgie Brackets instead of Joey Brackets, Joe Lenardi. I'm going to be Georgie Brackets. All right, so Ariel Helwani is going to join us. The UFC is going. They are going to fight. And they're not going to do it in front of an audience. They're going to have essential people there. Ariel Helwani is the utmost authority on covering UFC and the MMA. and he's going to join us next. All right, I'm clearly not a mathematician. I was trying to make this thing work. This new NBA tournament, when they resume the season that I've created, if and when they resume the season.
Okay, all right.
No, I haven't figured it out. Like, I've been trying to
do the
math.
You've been working on that the whole break? You ain't figured out nothing?
I mean, it was only 3 minutes, okay? Relax. You know? I mean, I need a little more than 3 minutes. I'm not like, Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind, you know what I mean?
Or Rayman.
Right, exactly. So I'm just trying to figure stuff out. But I do think that it would be an interesting way to do it. Like, just, you know, the NBA's been tinkering with a midseason tournament. This could be that, you know? Like, you could have your way with it. Because I just don't think if and when sports do resume, particularly in the NBA, I don't know if jumping back into the regular season makes a lot of sense. Especially, I mean, Adam Silver has said at least 30 days. If I were a betting man, it's going to be more than 30 days. And of course, Ari Helwani covers the NBA for us on the sidelines with, he's one of my colleagues there, and he's Mr. MMA. He is the utmost authority on MMA and the UFC, and he joins us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. Before we get to the UFC, what would you do if you were the NBA? If and when things do get back to some sense of normalcy and games are being played, do you play out the regular season or do you start with the playoffs?
And by the way, can you just confirm, George, thank you so much for having me on the show. Are you wearing a turtleneck right now? Please say it.
No turtleneck. It is a little chilly in LA. It's rainy. It's like 50 degrees. I probably could have worn it. But no, I just went with a really old zip-up jacket. Sorry.
Okay, fair enough. It obviously depends. Like, best case scenario, if it is 30 days, then I would just, at the end of the day, like, it's just one quote unquote playoff race left to decide. I know there's the seeding that could obviously change if the games were actually being played out, but it's really the eighth seed in the Western Conference. I would just get into it. Maybe you play two or three games to get people's, you know, feet under them, but I would just get into it, especially if we're talking, you know, May, June, because then how does it affect the Olympics? And then you have to think about next season, training camp, and there's a whole trickle-down effect. So best case scenario, if they are able to get this in, you know, in a timely manner around May, June, I would just get right into it.
Yeah, and I honestly think that, you know, I know that the Atlanta Hawks owner had talked about, you know, pushing the season back, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. I've been making that, you know, case for that for years. Like, I just think that them going up directly against the NFL makes no sense. And even college football to an extent. Like, I actually think this could be, you know, silver lining, basically a test case for something like that.
Yeah, I've seen your tweets, and I saw your long thread that you revisited not that long ago, and I actually think it's a brilliant idea. And I remember when, you know, the lockout ended a few years back and the season started on Christmas. I remember the Knicks playing in a great game and Carmelo having an amazing performance, and it was very exciting. It was a great way to start the season, and it has always felt like the unofficial start to the season anyway. So perhaps that's the silver lining. I just really hope, you know, that they come back at some point, because it's one of those things. I'm reminded of when I broke my ankle as a 22-year-old, and I really missed walking very shortly after, and now I'm starting to miss sports, and it's only been 2 days. I can't imagine what it's going to be like after 2 months.
Yeah, it's a lot of Netflix and chill, but less of the chill, it feels like, moving forward. I don't think people are going to be touching each other very much. But anyway, let's talk UFC. Dana White has said that they are going to move forward with this event, Fight Night 170, I believe, and it's going to happen in Brazil. Will you be at the event, or are you not covering that event?
No, I was not scheduled to be at this event, and it is worth noting, I've been trying to keep a running list of the events that are taking place on the planet this weekend, and we're at less than a handful right now. You know, it was amazing because the UFC announced yesterday that they would continue with their event this weekend in Brazil, but it would be closed off to the public. Bellator MMA, which is the number two MMA organization on the planet, owned by Viacom, had an event scheduled for Mohegan Sun in Connecticut tonight. And yesterday they said we're going forward with it. And then literally 20 minutes ago, they just canceled it. And so the UFC, Australian football, Mexican soccer, and if you want to throw WWE in there, I think those are the only ones left, to be honest. And, you know, when you talk about social distancing, and you talk about what's at stake here in terms of, you know, breathing on people, sweating on people, bleeding on people, I have to admit, it is a little surprising that the UFC is going forward with this event, and they've also said that they're going forward with all their events. They have an event scheduled for next Saturday in London, and they said yesterday, as of right now, that event is still open to the public, 20,000 people at the O2 Arena. Then they have two events coming up March 28th and April 11th in Columbus and Portland. They're moving those to Las Vegas to a much smaller venue, close to the public. But they're not canceling anything, and I would be lying if I didn't say I was somewhat surprised.
How do the fighters feel about this, Ariel?
That's a great question. You know, the fighters are a very special bunch. They're a very defiant bunch. I spoke to Tyron Woodley yesterday. He's headlining the event next Saturday in London. And he was like, yeah, I can't think about this right now. You know, I can't go through the ups and downs, the emotions, all that stuff. I need to get to training. And I get that. But it's the people around them. It's the UFC employees. It's the coaches. It's the managers. They're the ones who are all kind of, you know, being like, wait a second, is this really the smartest thing to do? But you have to understand, fighters don't get paid if they don't fight. So you go through a training camp, you go through all this stuff. If a fight gets canceled, unless they put together some sort of plan, they're not getting paid, and so they need this. So Kevin Lee, who's fighting on the card tomorrow in the main event, he gave me a great quote about like just being like, look, the whole world is watching us right now. And, you know, with the NBA and all the other sports being canceled, it's on me to give people an escape. And I appreciate that, the science, but it doesn't seem like a lot of them are really caring about their well-being. And I guess that's what makes them them.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about it now that, yeah, I mean, if they're the only thing on, I would imagine there's going to be a lot of eyes on this particular event, even if you're just either a casual fight fan or not even a UFC fan at all. If you're just a fan of sports, you're like, I got to watch something and this will be it.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday, you know, we thought, okay, it would be UFC, NASCAR, Indy. I mean, slim pickings, to be honest, but there was some kind of menu to choose from. There was also Top Rank Boxing at Madison Square Garden, which was a really good card featuring an up-and-comer named Shakur Stevenson. And now there's, like, nothing. You know, there's really nothing. And there's just UFC. As far, you know, I don't know if there's a lot of people in America who are big Australian rules football fans or Mexican soccer fans, perhaps a little more. But, you know, as far as, like, a global sport, this is it. Like, we're talking regional sports now. In terms of, like, a global sports league, there's nothing left. PGA, of course, canceled and all that stuff. And again, you know, we're talking, okay, PGA, you hit a ball and then you walk away. We're talking about actual fighting here. We're talking about people punching each other.
Right.
And we're talking about staff members and cornermen and all this stuff. It's a wild time, certainly.
Ariel Helwani joining us here, the utmost authority on MMA and the UFC on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. Let's go backwards. Let's talk a little bit about what transpired on the last pay-per-view with Adesanya and Romero. The co-main event was fantastic. Those ladies put on arguably as good a show as I've seen in a long, long time. But the actual main event left a lot to be desired. What was your takeaway from all of that?
So, yeah, I agree with you. The co-main event, Zhang Weili and Joanna Jędrzejczyk, I would argue strongly that it's the greatest women's fight in UFC history. It's certainly the greatest women's title fight in UFC history. And then as great as that fight was, which was won by Zhang Weili, the main event was not so great. And it was unfortunate that it was a fight that a lot of people are looking forward to. And Israel Adesanya has become one of the rising stars in the sport. He's very flashy. He's very, you know, he's explosive. He does a lot of amazing things. He's kind of like a young Anderson Silva out there. He's a hot dogger, but he's a lot of fun to watch. And the fight was just a stalemate. I feel when you talk about a fight like that and you're trying to play some kind of blame, I feel two things. Number one, you know, I look at MMA sometimes as the Venn diagram. Do you remember the Venn diagram when you were in school?
Yeah.
You learned about the Venn diagram. So you have one circle and then another circle and then they meet in the middle and that's where the magic happens. And sometimes in MMA, you know, you have the sports circle and you have the entertainment circle. And when the magic happens is when they meet, like in the co-main event. But we have to remember, like, this is a very dangerous sport and there's game plans and there's strategy involved. And sometimes the two just don't meet, and I don't feel comfortable blaming anyone for that because there's so much at stake. Also, when you consider the fact that when you're the champion, you get paid a lot. But then when you lose that belt, you don't get paid a lot. And so there's a lot of financial stakes as well. However, all that being said, if you want to look at this from, like, the war perspective, if you're going into someone's land and trying to take what is theirs, you're the aggressor, right? It is incumbent upon the challenger in this respect to go in and kind of bring the fight to the champion because the champion is just defending his land or his belt. And I felt like Romero didn't do that enough. He didn't bring the fight to Israel. It took him 2.5 minutes to just throw and land his first strike. So if you want to blame someone, I would probably blame Romero. But, you know, sometimes these things happen in MMA. It's unfortunate. And, you know, they're going to continue to happen. But we got a great fight in the co-main.
Ariel Helwani, you are the utmost authority. You are a friend. And I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, man.
Oh, anytime, guys. Thank you, and keep up the great work over there.
All right, brother. Talk soon. There he is, Ariel Helwani with us here on 710 ESPN. Oh, boy. I am curious to see. I'm going to watch it, but I am curious to see, you know, how many more events they have. And, you know, I thought about, do I ask Ariel how many more he thinks they're going to have? But, you know, he doesn't know. Like, no one would know that.
But I think if this goes off incident-free, accident-free, however you want to say, I think they will, okay, wasn't that bad. The public outcry, if, you know, if they didn't get too much flack, excuse me, I think they'll have more, George.
Right, but here's the thing. I think that my position on it is this. I'm less worried about those fighters contracting the virus if there were fans there than I would be just in their everyday life. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know who you encounter in your everyday life. I'm not saying that the social distancing, the fan part of it, isn't smart. It is smart. But I'm just saying you don't know who they encounter every day or the people that are around them and who they encounter every day. Because that's how this thing works. It's not so much about even yourself. Like, you could take all the precautions in the world, but if you're standing next to a dude who stood next to the dude,
yeah,
you're in trouble. So I am curious to see if like how this would play out. Look, I think for everyone's entertainment value, it's going to happen. But I think my social conscience is also part of this and going like, should they be doing this?
Now, will you attend a fight party for this? I know you're very excited to see it. What if there was a fight party? You're not going through?
Ain't no parties going on.
Well, you can't watch a fight by yourself. Michael Thompson? I've done that
plenty of times. So when they talk about social distancing, I'm like, yo, I've been practicing this all my life.
Oh, I'm going to have a hard time.
You know what I mean? Like, I like me a social event, but every once in a while, I'm kind of like, all right, I'm good. You know? Like, how many times have you been anywhere I'm at, and all of a sudden, I'm there, and then, boof, I'm gone.
Are you ghost?
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like, I'm okay with social distancing, on a number of fronts. All right, we got the final segment coming up. We'll take more of your calls on everything that's going on. Will you watch the UFC? If you are not even a fan of the UFC, will you watch now on ESPN this weekend? Because they're going to have fights, and it's going to be sports. And you may not like fighting, but it's the only sports you're going to be able to get. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. And more people want to chime in on this. What does the NBA do? Adam Silver has said after 30 days that they're going to try to get back, maybe. You know, he's leaving that option open. But what should they do if they do get back to a sense of normalcy? Continue the regular season or play in the playoffs? We'll get to all your calls and thoughts, and we'll wrap it up here. Sedano, 710 ESPN. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. We're here for you, baby. Ain't going nowhere. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Even if, God forbid, something does happen to me, I got a little unit I'm taking to the house. So if I got a quarantine, we still going to be on. I'm here for you. I'm telling you. We're going to do it together. Thanks to Ariel Helwani. Thanks to Mina Kimes. Thanks to Jay Billis for stopping by. And if you missed any part of the show, you can always subscribe to the Sedano Show podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review. We appreciate it, too. You know, it's funny. I've seen a lot of this on social media over the last day. What is ESPN going to do without games? I mean, we got a lot of talented people.
We have a lot of talented people, and we have a lot of tape.
We do.
I mean, I want to do a 30 for 30, like Sweet 16 next week.
Yeah, I would do that. I would absolutely do just, yeah, we have a lot of great 30 for 30s. They're all good.
Yeah.
Someone had asked, I saw one of the media reporters asked ESPN if they would release the Jordan documentary early, because, you know, it was going to be released in June. Oh, yeah. And they said no. My guess is, knowing a little bit about films and documentaries, because I have a friend who's a documentarian, is that it's probably in post-production right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's not ready to be aired.
You don't want to rush something like that either, especially all the hype you put behind it.
Yeah.
You don't want to rush it.
You've been promoting it for a year. So, right, you got to do it right. But who knows? Like, I'm hopeful that we'll have things sorted out in the next couple. I don't think a month is enough. You know, Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, even kind of couched his comments.
What we determined today is that this hiatus will be most likely at least 30 days. I mean, and we don't know enough, as you've all said, to be more specific in that, but we wanted to give direction to our players and teams and to our fans that this is going to be roughly at least a month.
Yeah. And then we'll see what happens in a month. And if I was a betting man, it'd probably be longer. But he says the NBA season will not be lost. It will not be canceled no matter what.
Even if we're out for a month, even if we're out for 6 weeks, we could still restart the season. You know, it might mean that then the finals take place in July, you know, late July. Just my feeling was it was way premature to suggest that we had lost the season.
Yeah, I think that we haven't gotten there yet. I mean, I would play it in August if you have to. Why not? Ain't nothing going on but NFL preseason. If we're even playing NFL preseason, but if we're playing games again, play it in August. No offense. I know people love football and all that stuff. Man, you can't pay me to watch an NFL preseason game.
I'm a nerd. I like to watch the rookies.
Nah.
But in August, I mean, you'll have some baseball. Now, do you think that's going to be over 30 days or under?
Oh, they're saying 2 weeks. They're crazy.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be 2 weeks, but they'll be playing, but you'll have that, but baseball will have to step aside. NBA in August, that'll be great.
Think it would be it, fantastic. Man. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
It would be fantastic. I'm telling you, that's where it should be. Like, the NBA should be playing their finals in late July, early August. Like, I think that's the way it should be.
Poor baseball. I was listening to another network on the way in this morning, and one of their baseball guests, a national writer we all know, he was saying, you know, baseball is the national pastime. And it's like, someone needed to stop him right there. Yeah, like, what decade are you living in?
Not anymore, brother. It ain't 1985 anymore.
And you know me, I'm okay with baseball. I watch it, but I'm not trying to call it a national pastime. Stop it.
Yeah, Jeff Passan on
Wasn't him, by the way.
No, no. On Major League Baseball's timeline.
Major League Baseball said today that opening day would be pushed back 2 weeks from March 26th. That puts us at April 9th or so. And yet, the state of Illinois came out today and said that there are going to be no large gatherings with crowds until at very least May 1st. So, what are the Chicago Cubs going to do? You have cases like that all around the sport. And I think people at this point are looking at April 9th as a really optimistic date for Major League Baseball to come back.
Really optimistic, April 9th. Get out of here, April 9th. He just talked about one of the challenges. Illinois is like, nah, man, ain't happening. We shutting down for a month. So, yeah, it ain't happening.
Just say it now. It's nice. It gives us a little hope. Oh, okay, maybe. But no,
that's not realistic.
No, it's not.
It's not realistic at all. But to get to your point, to finish the point of what will ESPN do, we've got a big library, as you mentioned, Raj, and we got a lot of talented people. And I want to shout out all the people at SportsCenter who went round the clock basically yesterday.
Yes.
They did a fantastic job keeping kind of people in tune as things were happening in real time, which is hard. Look, we do it here on radio more so than it happens on television. It's just something that we are a little more accustomed to, but nobody's accustomed to it.
You know, it might happen too if you can anticipate this. You and I have talked about this in the past with Key, how NBA offseason has overtaken NFL postseason, right? The last 5-6 years, especially with the LeBron, you know, situations, Durant's and all that. This year, NFL offseason might make a comeback
because of Brady
entrance. I mean, not Brady and the other
quarterbacks. Well, and you're saying the circumstances.
Thing, because there was nothing else to watch live sports-wise.
Gotcha.
This free agent date coming up, the franchise tags, which are already starting to come down. This NFL offseason is going to be front and clear in the center of everyone's mind now because it's not a live sport, but it's the only thing we have that's progressing, that's going. You know what I mean?
Here's Field Yates on what's going on with the NFL.
The league has deemed right now, and let me stress right now, that it can continue with its intended schedule of beginning free agency at 4 p.m. Eastern time on March 18th with a legal negotiating window opening up at noon Eastern time on March 16th, which is this upcoming Monday. So the NFL feels as though this critical period of the calendar, given the nature of it, you're not bringing a bunch of people together, you're not flying people in mass all around the country, which is part of the reason why the NFL feels like it can continue forward with its free agency planning. So as of right now, the NFL has not made any decision on the draft. I think it felt like let's deal with the matters that are most pressing in terms of time. So free agency and the NFL annual meetings, which you mentioned have been canceled. We'll get to the draft at a further date.
Yeah, they're going to have to figure that out sooner rather than later, though. This segment brought to you by our friends at Straight Talk Wireless. Have full cell phone coverage you need. Get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G for $45 a month, saving you half the cost of big carriers. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. And tell you about my friends at My Computer Career. A year ago, my guy Daniel put off all, you know, all this stuff that he wanted to do. Nah, he stopped putting it off. He got into IT. That's what he wanted to do in My Computer Career. He's already been enrolled in, you know, for a few months in the IT program. Make 2020 your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online. Just two times a week. Live online is probably the way I would go right now. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career at mycomputercareer.edu. Let's go to the phones. Rico in Santa Ana. What up, Rico?
Hey, George. I agree with you, first of all, that the season starting later and ending later would be fantastic for the NBA. However, trying to play all the rest of the games this season just seems like a logistic nightmare.
Correct.
But what I was wondering what you were thinking as far as in the West, our 9 and 10 seed, they're only a game out of the 8 seed in the East, half a game out of the 8 and a full game out of the 7. So we could potentially play 5 or 6 games or whatever and then go to that best 16, you know, 1 through 16, the best teams. Take the 9 and 10.
Well, no. In the West, Portland.
Record,
hold on. Portland is 3.5 back. Portland is 3.5 back of Memphis.
Correct. They're 3.5 back on the West. But what I'm saying, if you compare the teams in the West to the teams in the East, I'm saying they're 7 and 8 in the East. They're a lot closer. So basically, bump them. Take the R9 and
oh, R10, yeah, listen.
R9 and R10 and bump those dudes out the East. Take them out and give their spot to the 9 and the 10 from the West.
Yeah, what you could just do is this. If you want, if the 7 and 8 in this case in the Eastern Conference, Brooklyn and Orlando, they're a half game out, okay? Yeah. One game for the 7 spot. That's it. You just let them play one game and the winner takes the 7 spot. And that's how you do it. You do something like that. Same thing for the 5 and 6 seed in the West. Oklahoma City and the Rockets right now are tied. One game for the 5 spot.
Okay, so you're talking about just playing that one game just to adjust the seeding of the 1 through 8 that's already.
Yeah, because they're both either tied or within half a game, within a game. So if they're within a game, or excuse me, within a half game or tied, then you play one game, like a one game, for the higher seeding, and that's it.
I just feel bad for the 9 and the 10 in the West that are, you know, they have a better record than the 7.
Yeah, but come on, man. That's happened for like 15, 20 years. Like that, you know.
I get it, but they had a chance, though, George.
Yeah, but they don't have a chance. They don't play in the Eastern Conference.
What I'm saying, though, is there was still going to be 20 games. They maybe had a chance to bump somebody in the West.
Yeah.
That opportunity is taken away, so why not give them the opportunity to bump one of those bums out in the East?
I mean, I know, but that's never going to happen. Like that part is never going to happen. There's going to be an East and a West. And thank you, Rico. I appreciate the call, but that part of it ain't gonna happen. Ray in Riverside doesn't want any playoffs in August. Why, Ray?
Well, you know, George, first of all, long-time listener. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, my first time going to a weekend concert in Staples Center. I have a feeling the Lakers are going to the finals. So I just don't want that canceled.
Oh, man. No, but the weekend can figure it out, man. Like, we can move the weekend to another weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm all for just ending the season now, start the playoffs. I mean, we know more or less who's going to be where.
By the way, I do want to see that weekend. I actually missed him when he was at the Forum last year, but you're right. I mean, that concert is going to be good. But we can find a place for the weekend. There'll be another weekend. Don't worry. We're good. We're straight.
I think it'll be all right.
I mean, concerts are easy to move around. Concerts get postponed all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can find venues for those. It doesn't have to be there. It could be someplace else.
Right. I mean,
it could be at the Forum.
Right. Maybe, you know. I mean, hopefully it doesn't last that long where all of a sudden, you know, we gotta have these concerts in Ballmer's Arena, you know, in Inglewood in 4 years or whatever it is. Hopefully we're way better in 4 months as opposed to 4 years. All right, we're done here. Thanks to Mina Kimes. Thanks to Jay Billis. Thanks to Ariel Helwani. Thanks to you guys. Again, we're here for you, all right? We're here for the escape. Thanks to Raj. Thanks to Laura and Janice as well. We'll talk to you on Monday. See ya.